T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Want to tell everybody again, at a little bit after 6:20 tonight, new Saints safety Jonathan Abram will join us here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Bob, certainly, we had Jake Delhomme yesterday, and I thought maybe he would know about who they would pick, but he told me, Mike, I'm like you, C.J. Stroud. Or Bryce Young, I think, is going to be one of those two guys. And he really reminded me of you. Man, he was like, Anthony Richardson, let somebody else make that project.
If you draft like Anthony Richardson, it almost has to be, because he's not even on the level of Patrick Mahomes, it would be almost you want to develop him. You don't want to throw him to the wolves in the first season, right?
Andy Dalton would be three quarters of the bridge.
Yes, and Andy Dalton, that would not be, because Andy Dalton can hold the fort until maybe they thought Anthony Richardson was ready to play. Now, Mike, how about this text? I'm looking at this right now that you might think this is far-fetched, but I want you to analyze it. And this is from, 0887. Watch Carolina trade for Lamar Jackson after the draft. I mean, this is probably some rumor, I don't know. They keep the number one pick, then offer him fully guaranteed and don't have to trade first overall. Then he said, laughs out loud. So is that something, okay.
Okay, so you're going to use the first overall pick on a quarterback trade two first-round picks for Lamar Jackson? Come on, that don't mean – now, if you trade out of that spot –
Right.
That's one thing, but I think you're trying to do this to get the young quarterback, to be honest. I know Carolina really was into Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. They really wanted him. It would make a lot of sense for Lamar Jackson. Here's a guy who's won more games under 25 years old than any other quarterback in the history of the National Football League with 35. He's won 74% of his games. He's got nothing on the table right now from another team.
Well, because maybe his mama's his agent? I mean, come on. I don't know how that works out, the politics of that.
I think the Deshaun Watson kind of spillover has affected him.
Oh, without a doubt. You know what? I think all the other NFL owners, they look at, Haslam?
Jimmy Haslam.
Haslam. They look at, like, are you an idiot? Well, what are you guaranteeing Deshaun Watson all this money? Now, you can negotiate, but he went way overboard.
Bob, it was the only way you could get him in Cleveland.
No, I understand that.
He wasn't going to get Deshaun Watson to go to Cleveland.
Versus the Saints or Atlanta,
unless he guaranteed that money. That's his only shot. And he basically stuck the middle fingers, both of them, to the other 31 NFL owners and said, I'm going to do it my way. But I think now a few of them have got together and said, that's not happening
again,
guys.
So whether you call that collusion or whatever, how you could prove that, they're not going to do that with Lamar. It's not going to be the 2.0 Deshaun Watson.
I think there will be an owner, though, that will say, enough's enough. Stop telling me about Will Levis from Kentucky. Stop telling me about Anthony Richardson from Florida, C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young. You know what? Give me the guy that's done it before. work out that deal.
So, Mike, do you think right now Carolina is leading more towards C.J. Stroud right now?
I think in the building, and this is what and Jake and I sort of had the conversation before he came on. I think in the building, the coaches and all would like Stroud. I think the owner wants Bryce Young.
Well, okay, whether it's C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young, I think it'd be an ideal situation for them because of stability of Andy Dalton, who's a poor man, Alex Smith, to me, when you look at what he did with the Chiefs before Pat Mahomes was ready to play. Mike, Patrick Mahomes didn't play at halfway point of the season. Now, if I can recall, wasn't it like maybe way at the end? Or it wasn't like at the midway point. Alex Smith was still winning, and then it was more in the back end, if I can recall right, that Patrick Mahomes had that opportunity into the next season.
Well, Patrick played the final game.
Yeah, one game.
That
okay.
One game.
Oh, okay, I'm telling you, that might not be a bad situation. If you're a young quarterback, because the stability Andy Dalton brings go to Carolina.
Who's got that much patience and that time? Now, Alex Smith was a pretty good quarterback
in
this league.
Yes,
but I'm just telling you, the pressure to pick a quarterback with the first overall pick or the second overall pick, man, the first time that veteran has an El Stinko game, you know what's going to happen?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to say, yeah, enough's enough. Give me the young kid. That's why you picked him that high. That's a lot of pressure not to play him.
Yeah,
the Chiefs were in a unique situation for that.
And you got to trust, and I think the fan base of Kansas City trusted Andy Reid. I know what I'm doing. Because like you said, though, they wasn't winning at the highest level, but they still were winning with Alex Smith, right?
Correct.
So it wasn't like they were like middle of the pack or winning four or five games a year. No, I didn't even know what the Chiefs did before they transitioned to Pat Mahomes, but I guarantee Alex Smith was probably around 10 wins. Off the top of my head, I just think they were around 10 wins with Alex Smith.
Man, to have your career ended like that, oh, man, just unbelievably bad leg injury. That he almost lost his leg.
That was very similar. You know, the two most egregious, or I should say gross leg injuries would be Joe Theismann and Alex Smith.
And Alex Smith, those
where
two.
Where it's like all of a sudden your leg's not even the same no more. I mean, it was unbelievable they recovered from.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 and new Saints safety Jonathan Abram right after this break on the Big 870.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, and we'll have Jonathan Abram with us shortly here on the Big 870. Bob, again, last night, the Pelicans piecing it together. Bad San Antonio team. And you were right about this. Man, they had cats out there I never even heard of for the Spurs.
No, Mike.
Man, so you had to win this. And when we looked at that, Charlie and I, 13 points, I was like, Charlie, man, yeah, I didn't want to do it, but I thought about it because – in this spot, normally, if the Vegas feels that strong about it, man, 13 points is a lot of points in an NBA game. I would say that they're going to cover, and it was an easy cover.
Yeah, they were playing a G League team, the Spurs, to win 119-84. But Brandon Ingram showed up. You know, Giannis Valanciunas have showed up, a third consecutive double-double. But, Mike, you look at it right now, and Charlie brought it up in the Sports Flash with Zion. You know, we got to hold everyone's feet to the fire. You know, we heard Michael Thomas, are you hell when you well? Are you available? Zion, to me. Okay, don't throw a bone to the fans. Okay, we're going to reevaluate it in 2 weeks. Give us another more 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks. Like, what? The freaking season's over. Okay, and then are you available? Hopefully, we at least in the play-in game, considering at the end of December, weren't we like first or second? And then you look how we fell off the map. All I know is we give Michael Thomas a hard time about stealing money because are you available because you're getting paid millions of dollars. Well, what classification do you put Zion? The past two seasons, Zion has missed more than 80% of the team's regular season games. More than 80%. So we're going to give Zion a pass because he's we like his spirit. We like where he's at. I mean, I think Zion is unbelievable when he plays. Now, he's hell when he's well. To show you how influential Zion is in the NBA, wasn't he first team All-Star?
Yep.
I mean, look how many games he's played. Again, I don't know how God made him. His gene pool, DNA with his mom and dad. He's almost too strong for his own good. His body makeup. Will he always be hurt? When you look at the long NBA season. The reason why I say that, okay, and I might have said this last week, Mike, if I can recall. Have you ever witnessed a player, I've never witnessed Wilt Chamberlain or anybody, but blow out their shoe?
And them shoes when Wilt and Bill Russell were playing, they were a lot different than what they're playing
like
them tonight.
Chuck Taylor Converse. Yeah. It wasn't like the quality shoe maybe you had of a Nike or Adidas or the New Balance or whatever it might be, Reebok, whatever it might be. But all I know is I remember watching at Duke, and my good friend Brian was at the Duke game, and he said, "Whoa." And I think Obama was even at that game.
Yes, he was at that game.
And then it was all, well, what the hell just happened? No, his torque and his power, he freaking, like, you blow out a flat tire, he just blew out his shoe. And, Mike, have you ever seen that on any
other? I've never witnessed that on any other player.
So Zion's a different animal. He's almost too strong and too big for his own joints.
Yep.
And
all his injuries have been on the right side.
How you press.
So that to me, man, I got to go to somebody who's a specialist, a body specialist, to come figure out, okay, I know. But, man, all those injuries on the right side kind of tell us how maybe we can fix this. Charlie?
Yeah, so I think we were talking a little bit during the break about the similarities between Joe Theismann and Alex Smith are pretty eerie. I did a little bit of research on it, and I'll get back to it in just a second because it's Abram calling.
And I'm pretty sure that's Abram, Jonathan Abram, that's calling in at the present time. But, we have that situation with Jill Theismann and Alex Smith. And
no, that's some Twilight Zone stuff.
It is legitimate Twilight Zone stuff when you're going to hear exactly kind of how it breaks down between those two injuries, the time frame, everything else. And on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line, the newest member of the New Orleans Saints, safety Jonathan Abram. Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you guys for having me.
Jonathan, we had Deuce on, and him and I were talking about it, that, you know, Mississippi guy from East Marion High School in Mississippi, and you go to Georgia and Jones Community College, and then, man, those last two seasons at Mississippi State, kind of a tilt-the-field type player defensively there. But it's not worked with you with the Raiders. What was the big kind of catch with you here with the Saints? Who was the biggest recruiter for you here to get you to sign with New Orleans? Because I know you had other teams that were interested.
I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, just looking at how, you know, they plan to, you know, how we talked about them utilizing me and things like that of that nature, joining such a dynamic, you know, defense already, you know, with guys like Cam Jordan, you know, got Khalil, I don't want to say his name wrong. We just signed from Sanders from Kansas City.
Okay, Colin Sanders.
Colin Sanders.
DeMario Davis.
DeMario Davis at linebacker. In the secondary, you got Marshawn Lattimore, one of the top corners of the league. Tyrann Mathieu was been at an all-time high throughout his entire career. Marcus May, you know, the list goes on and on.
What was the vision they gave to you on how they're going to use you with the team?
Pretty much, you know, how the Raiders, you know, initially started playing me this past season. So, you know, moving me around, you know, keeping me around down the box, you know, kind of like a Swiss Army knife, you know, playing a good role on special teams and things of that nature.
Yeah, you know, Jonathan, I was going to ask you, the one thing, you look at your career at Mississippi State, the 27th overall pick in the first round. What would you say that your strengths right now versus maybe what you have to work on? Because you always want to have, you know, a decade, a 10-year type of career. Because to me, it would just stand to reason that I said eight in the box. I'd want you in the box. And then I know your toughness and you can contribute on a high level in special teams. So what would maybe you have to work on more? Because I know one thing. Because, I played quarterback professionally, 14, 15 years, early 80s into the 90s and stuff. And that when you set up a game plan, if they think you're the weak link, they're going to come after you. So what do you have to do that whenever, if you're on the defensive side, not special teams, but you're on a defensive unit to maybe solidify and challenge your offense that you can come after me, but I'm going to make plays?
I mean, pretty much everything. I mean, you know, some people have doubts about certain things, you know. And in the past, you know, they feel like I've been beaten on certain coverages. But, I mean, some things, you know, were seemed as if it was my fault, you know, due to my effort and, you know, playing at such a high tenacity. You know, sometimes I was just, you know, and hate to say it, but in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Jonathan, one of the things you've seen in this league, being in the right spot, right situation, right fit is so important for longevity in this league. You know, and Bob's got the best comment about it. Man, being out of the NFL, the world sucks. I mean, You know, because you're getting paid a lot more money than you'll ever see before. So you want to have that longevity. And fit, I think, is so important, you know, for later on in your career now and also later on in your career.
Yeah.
You know, along those lines, Jonathan, I wanted you to say, how did you handle, because this is a lot of adversity. You know, you got to be mentally tough as a player. Just look at last year. You remain with the Raiders, what, the first eight games, and then you got Wade, then you with the Packers. They pick you up for, two or three games, and then two of the games you're inactive. Then you go with the Seahawks for the final six games. How did you handle all that? Because you had to feel like a mercenary. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to just go wherever they tell me to go, and I'm going to try and contribute. But that had to be hard considering that's all in one season being with three different teams.
So, I mean, All right, because I'm trying to understand the question. What's the question?
Well, the question is how you handle the adversity of being on three different teams, considering that you are number one draft pick and you want that stability. But then I wasn't that long ago, in 2019, you're number one draft pick, but all of a sudden you're on three different teams in 1 year. How do you handle that adversity?
I mean, I don't really take it personal, you know. More so, like you say, I just try to figure out how I can help contribute, you know, because it's not really about me. You know, it's about helping the team win, no matter what team that is, you know. And the goal is to win a Super Bowl no matter where I'm at, who I'm playing for. So, you know, trying to just do my small part in such a big role, as, you know, because it's a team sport, you know. It takes 11 players that on each side of the ball at all times to contribute and do their part to make sure, you know, things turn out how we want them to. So as far as handling the adversity, I don't really think it was adversity, you know. It was just more so me. The biggest adversity was just me moving, you know, from home to home, you know. As far as, you know, trying to figure out how I fit in on each team and, you know, what I can contribute and what I can help bring to a team, you know, that never changed, you know. Like I said, simply just trying to do my job and just do the best I can and just being who I can be, you know, making the guys around me better.
Jonathan, growing up in Mississippi, come on, you had to be a Saints fan. You know, most Mississippi people, they got a few of them in maybe North Mississippi, they Titans fans, but you had to be a big Saints fan growing up in Mississippi.
Oh, of course. You know, we didn't have a team, so, you know, coming down to New Orleans, you know, just a skip away, so we got to come down and see a lot of games growing up. So, you know, I was always, you know, because it feels like I'm playing for the home team, and I have a lot of family from Louisiana as well.
Now, Abram, what about look at your relationship with your future teammates? They are now your teammates. Tyrann Mathieu or like a Marcus May. Have you talked to any of them as far as are any of the whole secondary? You know, how's your interaction been so far with the Saints and whether it be with coaches or players?
I mean, it's been nothing but positive, nothing but love, you know. You know, I knew those guys kind of before I got here. You know, Tyrann's already reached out to me. So, you know, I look forward to, you know, getting to know these guys and spending time with them, the coaches as well, you know, just building the relationship and going from there.
Jonathan, I was telling Bob a little bit about your bio, that you played some quarterback at East Marion, and you ran some Wildcat when you were at Jones Community College. His first comment to me is, man, I know one thing. Jonathan Abram got to be smart. You can't be a dumb guy and play quarterback. So that was his first comment to me. But your high school career sort of mimics a little bit of Bob's, that you guys played both quarterback and safety.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun, you know. I miss playing quarterback, you know. It's kind of, you know, what draw me towards football. You know, had a big impact, you know, touching the ball every play, you know, and trying to get back to that, you know, trying to get back to touching the ball in the league a lot more.
You were a really good prep baseball player too, correct?
Yes, sir.
What that skill set, you know, because, man, I look a lot of times, the really good safeties in this league, they have a baseball background.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, Mike, it probably was when you grew up. Jonathan, correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I don't know, whatever the season is. I don't know. It's football season. They play football. Oh, it's basketball. Let me play basketball. You know, track or
run track
baseball.
In track season.
Yeah, or baseball. Let me play whatever the season instead of just like specializing. Did you grow up in your community? Is like because I know any program director in the community say, okay, Jonathan, we need you out here for all these sports to be able to contribute for the community.
Because today's world, they man, is specialized
yeah,
today.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, back when I was in high school, you know, they kind of pushed me to do everything. You know, if you can do it, you know, why not do it? So, like I said, the biggest thing for me, you know, growing up, you know, my demographic was more built around football. You know, that's what, you know, the people supported. You know, that's what the people made me feel was more important than baseball, which kind of, you know, shaped my path up until now.
Jonathan, now, did Derek Carr play a role in recruiting you to the Saints?
Of course, you know, BC's a great guy. You know, he's a great teammate. You know, I love being around him, you know, and I look forward to being around him and building more, you know, off the relationship that we already have. So, of course.
Now, you know, Jonathan, it just caught my attention because you look at like 19, 20, 21, 22, this will be like your fifth year, right? And you had to be a teammate of his at Mississippi State. How about JT Gray and what he's done in the National Football League? All-pro, special teams player. So you got to be excited to hooking up with JT Gray again, considering how he's parlayed his career. And let me tell you, we had a stud in Chris Banjo from SMU. And then I remember doing the radio, like, man, why are we getting rid of Chris Banjo? And he goes to the Cardinals. He does outstanding. And then it was like, it was not only an A in Chris Banjo, but then we got an A-plus in JT Gray. So what is your relationship with JT Gray? Because I know he'll be on you and get with you and say, hey, I know we got to be dominant as a special teams unit. And if we're not to be the best, we got to be amongst the best.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, JT's my guy. You know, I look forward to, you know, getting back with him and, you know, spending time and, you know, going out there competing with him, you know, trying to make some plays, seeing if I can, you know, I'll compete him on special teams and try to take a couple plays from him, you know, put on my own plate, you know. But, you know, JT's not going to make that easy, and I know he's going to be the ultimate competitor, and I look forward to it. He's only going to make me better.
Jonathan, what stands out so much about you, your aggressive play out on the field, and you can run. You can run the field, sideline to sideline, and certainly up the field. The blitz part, we saw a little bit of it certainly at Mississippi State, especially in 2018 where they had you coming off the edge. I think you had maybe three sacks that particular year. Is that something that you really like to do, is maybe get involved more, a little bit more as a blitzer coming off the edge?
Of course. I mean, sometimes, you know, I feel like God should have made me to be about 6'6", 280 so I could be a pass rusher. You know? Yeah. Like, you know, they have the best job in football, you know. They get to prey upon guys, you know, going backwards. And, you know, they get to use strength, speed, and they know where the ball is at when the guy's back is turned. So, you know,
now,
it's a fun job.
Now, Jonathan, what gives you the most satisfaction? Because, you know, as a player – you remember every big play that you make. Is it like a fumble recovery or is it interception? What comes into play? You can have a significant pass breakup or you get a tackle for a loss, then you hooping and hollering and all that. So what really
– scoring a touchdown.
Go ahead.
Scoring a touchdown.
Oh,
no
okay.
No matter how you do it.
Like scoop and score, pick six or something?
Pick six, scoop and score, sack, fumble. No matter how you get it, scoring a touchdown is the ultimate feeling. I think that's why a lot of guys choose to play offense.
Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it. And, man, wish you the best here in New Orleans and back home in the South now.
I appreciate you. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, Jonathan.
Thanks so much. Jonathan Abram, the new Saints safety, who just signed up today, agreed to terms last night. And we'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and some really tough news we just got. Foster Morrow and he was a guy that both the Saints and Cincinnati Bengals were both coveting to bring onto the roster. And Foster says this: throughout somewhat of a miraculous process, this free agency period has been life-changing for me. During a routine physical conducted by the Saints medical team, down in New Orleans, I've come to learn that I have Hodgkin's lymphoma and will be stepping away from football at this time to fight a new opponent, cancer. I'm grateful for the support and thankful for people who have stood firm with me. There has been a single step that I've taken, hundreds of people lighting the path before me, and I will continue to seek their guidance. That being said, I'll go kick this thing's ass and get back to doing what I love. And so, basically, Foster Morrow, on a routine physical with the Saints, has found out that he's got Hodgkin's lymphoma and he's stepping away from football. So I got so many texts. We have so many of them that have come in on our text line about what's happening with Foster Morrow. They knew Cincinnati, and Joe Burrow was throwing his pitch toward Foster. That's the reason why Foster, and he's just come out with it, that during a routine physical, he has learned that he's got Hodgkin's lymphoma and will step away from football
terrible.
At the present.
That's terrible, Mike. Just like you never know. You never know. And then all of a sudden, but you know, it's about to get punched in the face. It's about handling adversity. Whoa. I was like shocked when you told me that.
And Bobby, you know, you hear it from so many different things. You know, somebody who you maybe have met, and 6 months later you see him. What happened? Well, I went in for a checkup, and they found out, I have a heart issue or prostate cancer or something to that extent. But, you know, you talk about Foster Morrow, a young man in the prime of his life,
right,
so to speak, now with an opportunity in free agency to either team up back with the quarterback that he played with.
With the Bengals, Saints,
with Joe Burrow, who he had played with 1 year at LSU, or with Derek Carr, who he had played with the Raiders. And then you go through a physical. Come on, you've been through so many of those, and then bang. You find out Hodgkin's lymphoma. So, man, our heart and prayers go out to Foster Morrow. And, again, he is stepping away from football at the present time. And so we've had so many text messages about Foster Morrow once the news broke Saturday that he had visited the Saints. And, you know, when you go through all that, Bob, you've been through it. You got to go through a physical.
Yeah, you got to. Every team gives you a physical, and you kind of take it for granted. And, you know, they're more – as a player, I think, and I'm like, cancer or anything? You thinking more about like your joints, wherever you connect, you know, your knees, your ankles, your elbows, your shoulders, whatever. They look at really the injuries maybe you've had and where you're at.
Because they take a real hard look because they know the type of injuries you've had.
Right.
So they spend a lot of time looking at that. But, man, to come up with that. It's really a gut punch.
It'd be something like Ryan Clark from the West Bank, you know, with the Steelers, when all of a sudden he couldn't go play in Mile High Stadium up in Denver because he had sickle cell. It's nothing to do with a football or athletic injury, about orthopedic or your joint. It's like what? No, I'm dealing with lymphoma.
You're talking about dealing with cancer at this stage.
Cancer, right? And it's like, no, it's a shock. It's a shock. All of a sudden, you got to take a step back. But that's where you need the strong family support to be able to.
And I know he's got that. Got a lot of friends in the area that have supported Foster, and we're hoping that he would end up in the black and gold, that he'd end up with the Saints. So, again, this news just breaking, and Foster Morrow posted this on his Twitter site that in a routine physical, after visiting the Saints medical team, he's learned that he has Hodgkin's lymphoma and that he's walking away from football right
now.
Well,
Mike, hopefully, then all of a sudden, you could interview him or talk with him. Do you have any symptoms as far as weakness or whatever? Or all of a sudden, no, I'm feeling fine. All of a sudden, you're feeling fine and you do a physical. So maybe this could be a light at the end of the tunnel when you caught it early enough.
And you know what? Sometimes the crazy thing,
right.
The man upstairs puts you in the right place, right time, and have that diagnosed
right
when it happened. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 right after this break. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, along with Charlie Long, and again, repeating what we had just a few minutes ago, that the word got across, Foster Morrow on Twitter, saying in a routine physical, they found out he had Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he is walking away from football. But early detection, hopefully for him, and I know
young,
one thing,
yep.
He's a young guy, tough guy, and again, our heart and prayers and thoughts are with Foster and his family during this time. Anytime cancer gets brought up, it's not the death sentence, maybe, Bobby. We grew up, in the 60s.
Well, the early detection.
Is huge with that. But, man, they've done so much work, so much really good work in the cancer field over the last few years. before we got into the Foster Morrow talk, we were talking about Alex Smith and Joe Theismann and how eerily similar the injuries were. Charlie, you looked into this, and you talk about a connect the dots that's unreal. You have some information on
it. Like guys, Twilight Zone.
Yeah, exactly, Bobby. This is straight out of like a Twilight Zone episode. So Joe Theismann broke his right tibia and fibula on November 18th, 1985, in a game in Washington that ended 23-21. Alex Smith broke his right tibia and fibula on November 18th, 2018, so exactly 33 years to the day later in Washington in a game that ended 23-21. But it gets even stranger. The three-time Defensive Player of the Year Lawrence Taylor was involved in Theismann's injury. Three-time Defensive Player of the Year award winner J.J. Watt was involved in Smith's injury. And both injuries occurred around the 40-yard line. I mean, it just keeps going. It gets weirder and weirder and weirder. Theismann's Pro Bowl left tackle, Joe Jacoby, wasn't on the field due to an injury. And then Smith's Pro Bowl left tackle, Trent Williams, also wasn't on the field due to an injury.
Well, so that's too much a damn coincidence.
I know. It is weird. It's like a glitch in the Matrix.
No, that is a Twilight Zone episode.
No. That to me, that's like doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. That's some scary stuff there when you consider. That's much more than a coincidence. It's not one or two things. It's like five or six things that are aligned. And on a more, I guess, not as negative note, more on a positive note, we're going to know this. Charlie, you need to tell WWL, I want to take this road trip to Los Angeles. I know Steve Geller's going to be in that number. Mike,
what are we going to L.A. for?
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to send him.
Where are we going to L.A.?
Yeah, looking at the Saints and the Los Angeles Chargers are planning to conduct joint practices in Los Angeles during training camp. When they practice against the Patriots who've been up in West Virginia, this would be a road trip I want to go to. I got a couple of granddaughters out there. But it's going to be a Chargers training camp site at the Jack Hammett Sports Complex in Costa Mesa, California. Now, they always practice and they play the preseason game. It would precede an exhibition game between the teams during the second week of the preseason schedule at SoFi Stadium in Englewood. I wanted to go see that stadium. So maybe, Mike, we could do the road trip to go there. I have to talk to WWL. Traditionally, the workouts have happened 2 or 3 days before the preseason game. And we're all going to find out this for sure, how it's all laid out with the preseason and regular season. The NFL is expected to release the full preseason and regular season schedules for the teams in May. The NFL has this all planned out. But that's not necessarily a bad place to go, considering
it ain't going to be in 95
no,
degrees.
No, it ain't no damn dog days of summer. That's why I'm telling you. Coach Allen is taking them to L.A. versus them coming here.
You lived in L.A., and we can talk about this when we come back. You've lived in California.
No, I lived in Oakland. It's more Oakland. East Bay across San Francisco.
But you've had daughters that have lived?
No, I lived there. There's no air conditioning. My dad went there, had daughters in Santa Barbara. I had daughters all in the L.A. area. And all like my dad said, where's the damn air conditioning? They said, well, Papa, it doesn't get that hot here. But it's been raining more than
ever. But the weather there is, I mean, you totally Twilight Zone type thing. They had a tornado there.
No, that's so unusual, and they have more rain now. Listen, you got to look at the glass half full. Finally, the reservoirs are getting full. They don't have a drought.
We'll be
after
this news break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.